Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's Full Coverage with Laura Lee and Manny MUA.
Boom, 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 boom. I want to vogue. I want to take voguing classes, Laura.
Manny, you vogued all last night.
I did vogue last night. What did we do last night, Laura
Lee? I have video footage. We went to Lance Bass's birthday party at Heart in West Hollywood.
It was actually so much fun.
It was so much fun.
We went with Joey, we went with Gabriel, and CJ.
CJ, mm-hmm. Which you guys will meet CJ soon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So at some point this year.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We'll have her on the pod.
She's amazing. So dope.
She's the best.
You guys will really, really love her.
So today's episode, we're going to just kind of skip Pick and Pete and we'll pick it up next Friday.
Pick and Pete. Is that what I said? Yeah, I love Pick and Pete.
I didn't even know I said that. Pick and Pete.
I love Pick and Pete.
We're going to skip the...
Pick and Pit. There you go. We're going to skip the Pick and Pit.
We're going to jump right into...
We want to jump right in to the Amber and Johnny.
Because y'all don't even know how invested I am right now. No,
I honestly feel like my whole FYP on TikTok is literally riddled with Amber Turd. And Johnny Depp.
It's because I engage with it.
Exactly. Because you like them. You'll comment on it. Uh-huh. Like it. That's what I did too. And
I'm
want
so invested.
It to keep popping
this
up.
This is so interesting. And just to start off, we'll explain what's going on in the case, but this whole case is being filmed live. And we looked up why that is, because so many people are like, why wasn't the Epstein case and this case and that case not filmed? Why is this one filmed? Well, through our research, we found out that a federal crime case, they typically cannot film that. This is a civil case, and it is up to state with their laws and filming in the courtroom, especially with a civil case. This is civil. Of course, they're like, baby, turn the cameras on.
And Virginia allows it. It's in the Virginia case.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
And Virginia allows it, and they said that they record, in some states choose to record cases like this to keep the courtroom honest. Now, I'm like,
but what does that really mean, though?
What does that mean?
I feel like for them, it's more so like if there's like a dart, a weird look, like people, maybe there's like people out there that are watching it that are like, that can tell people's like what they're thinking with like the way they move or the way they look. And like, you know, like body analysts,
With
like the way they act, maybe that's what it's for. And so like, that's why when you're watching Johnny and Amber and they're like literally just sitting back like, dead face, because they don't want to give anything away.
They're doing that. They're showing as little emotion as they can, which that's in most cases, but especially with this thing being recorded live, they're both kind of trying not show much.
If I was Amber, and when he talked about the turd situation,
I would have busted out laughing. How did she not
like bust a fucking blood vessel on her eyeball?
I don't know.
Because I feel like I would have, like, there's been so many situations in this case where I've been like, how did you not show emotion in this?
Well, they're actors, both of them.
That's true.
They're both of them actors, so there's that. And of course, Virginia was like, oh, honey, we're turning the camera on.
Oh, it's going to be honest. It's gonna be
how
on
often
and
do you get Johnny Depp in your state to film? I mean, to film, to...
to be in a case.
To be in a case like this. This is crazy.
You know what's funny? Even before we start diving in, it's so funny to see, like, Johnny talk, because he has, like, this methodic, like, slow way of talking.
He does.
And it's very, like... it's fecal matter.
So let me just say this. Whenever I first saw him on the stand and I saw that was the way he spoke, so slow, so calmly. Yes. Like, I was like, is he doing this for the jury and to like really think through everything he says and like to put on an act? Like, I had to ask myself that. So I go back and I look up interviews of Johnny Depp on Oprah. I'm talking about, this kid is like probably in his young 20s, could be a teenager. He talks the exact same way.
Which is so, like, this it's just is how it's such talks. A unique way of
it
speech.
It is so unique.
I don't think I've ever seen someone speak in that way.
Me either.
Where it's so, like, the ebbs and flow of the, like, the way he speaks is just so different than what I'm used to. It's not like a straight sentence, nope. casual combo. It's like, there's emphasis on different words in different ways. Uh-huh. And I was like, is this playing it up?
Yeah, because it's like, this is such a different way. I didn't expect it.
So I had no fucking idea, especially because I'm used to his like roles.
Yeah.
He's going to be like Willy Wonka and like all this crazy shit. I'm like, oh, this is so different.
But I looked up the Oprah interview, or I was just like Johnny Depp Young interview. I was like, let me see if he's always talked like this. And I've even seen red carpets. He talks just like this. This is how he speaks. Some of the recordings that have come out between him and Amber, he's talking to her.
Yes.
Very slow, very calm, very monotone.
And even his like fastest way of speaking is literally like my slowest way possible of talking. It's so like, So anyway, regardless of that, we're on a tangent. But it's just so interesting to see like how the case is unfolded. But we kind of wanted to deep dive a little bit on like the behind the scenes of what was going on. If you guys didn't know, because for me, like I had to kind of research and find out more information about why the case was happening, what went down with Johnny and Amber, like what's the whole, like how it's all transpired to become what it is today. That's kind of what we did. We did like a little outline deep dive into like why it's all happening.
And it's a lot to explain.
It's a lot to digest. So you're going to have to kind of bear
Buckle up with the situation
because we kind of want to go in and we're going to talk about, obviously about Amber and Johnny. So they met. Let's talk about like how they met.
Amber
right?
and Johnny on set. Met on set of The Rum Diary.
The Rum Diary, okay. And they were married for 15 months.
But dated for like a couple years. It wasn't was it a crazy long time? I don't think it was.
No, it was. It was a couple years.
It was a couple years they dated.
Mm-hmm.
Then, which I heard that their dating life was a little tumultuous.
No, it was. And I think that from other witnesses, friends, people there, they say that it started up immediately very like aggressive dating, a tumultuous beginning. And it's been like that their entire relationship.
Which is interesting that they then chose to get married. That's
maybe it's like a weird quirk. Like
a lot of toxic relationships though doesn't mean people don't love each other and like they're in love still. You know, that's a lot that deals with the toxicity of toxic relationships.
Like not being able to leave.
To let it go because of the love that's there, even though it's dark and not good. Not all love is good.
You know what's crazy? The gag. I remember when I was first like watching and I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, dang, I thought they got divorced a long time ago. I was thinking that this case that was going on right now was about divorce and it had nothing to do with that.
That's why it's so confusing. A lot of people think that.
I thought they divorced a couple like years ago. And you would think that it was about that, but because things take so obviously long in the courtroom. So long. They actually divorced 6 years ago in 2016.
I feel like
that's the gag. Deadass was like, oh, they're divorced.
So they haven't been together in a long time.
I'm like, how the fuck do you guys even recall all this? You guys have been together in literally 6 years.
Okay, so then they go to court. Mm-hmm. They settle out their divorce. It's a done deal. She got $7 million in that divorce case.
So what happened was she files for divorce.
We have a little thing on that.
So
you may be like, Johnny wanted to stay with her and she wanted to leave Johnny. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers say that she got the jump on him, meaning he was going to file for divorce, but she wanted to get that in there first because it looks better on her end to get to the paper Amber Heard filed from divorce against Johnny Depp instead of the opposite. But he was going to be filing for divorce on her.
Mm-hmm. So 2016, of course, she had filed for divorce. And then a couple of days later, she files for a domestic violence claim. Saying that Johnny
restraining order,
and the fact that he was abusive towards her. So when this is all going down, obviously blew up in the media like absolutely insane. They end up settling. He gives her $7 million, and essentially the divorce is done, and she dropped the violence claim.
Yeah. Okay.
So she dropped it.
It's dropped. It's settled. Mm-hmm. We're done here. Now, Amber leaves this situation not looking good. She's going against one of the most loved people, I would say, in America. Like, Johnny Depp has been loved. He's been doing this forever. For 30 years. And we don't really know much about her. Mm-hmm. We know that she's had a lot of past tumultuous relationships. Yep. We know that it was a bad one with her and Johnny. So, regardless of her restraining order and this divorce, people are still siding with Johnny. Mm-hmm. So, she then wants to speak out.
Yes. So the gag is too. Okay. This is another thing too. That's crazy. So she gets $7 million, right? So she gets $7 million.
Oh my God.
And she goes, because everyone's of course is gonna be like, but you're doing this for the money.
Yes.
Like you're trying to do this whole situation. You dropped it because he paid you out.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm gonna donate all $7 million to charity.
She literally does this live a taped interview.
Yep, an interview. Yep.
And she's like this. It was never about the money.
Mm-hmm. All $7 million was donated to the ACLU and a children's hospital in Los Angeles.
Now, what really happened, Manny?
Baby, see, the investigation continues. Literally, they ended up finding out, like through the case that's going on right now, mm-hmm. that she's, well, straight up lying. She ended up donating around like $350,000 herself.
And $350,000 out of $7 million that she promised on national TV that she was donating.
She donates that. Johnny, I think, donates $100,000 under her name. And then I don't know how.
How is he donating more money under her
I
name?
I don't fucking know. And then I also don't understand how Elon Musk comes into this. And the
he
fact
does.
That he donates $500,000 under her name.
So other people were donating under her name. I don't know why they would put it under her name.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know what they get out of that.
But it ends up being about 1.1, 1.2.
Ain't nothing close to $7 million. And she keeps the money. And that just slips under the rug.
And now she's like, well, you know, eventually it's going to get to $7 million.
Girl, you already got you tried it. You tried it. So she's already not lying.
Mm-hmm.
There's already a little scammy going on here. Lies. Uh-huh. And then Amber is wanting to repair a little bit of her career.
Some of the damage that's been faced because she feels like she's been getting, like, she's been called a liar. Essentially.
Yes.
So 2018. The end of 2018, she goes does a full
article with Washington Post. She does not mention Johnny's name, but she says basically she survived a domestic violence relationship. So this is the part where things get crazy. She could have left all this alone mm-hmm. and like just cleared her name by being a great person and moving on with her life. Yep. But instead, she does an article with Washington Post, which is based in Virginia, which is why this case is happening in Virginia, by the way. Washington mm-hmm. Post published the article in Virginia because that's where their headquarters are.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, she survived this relationship, talks a little bit about the domestic violence, doesn't mention his name, but it didn't matter because everybody knew who she was talking about.
They knew.
This case is the defamation case, is about this article.
That happened. So the Washington Post article. You guys, even backstory with that. So this came out at the end of 2018 in December, the article. 2018 is the Me Too movement. Yep. It is like
the
blowing
year
up.
Of
it's
cancellation.
The year of cancellation. Because the thing is, I mean, for honestly, a lot of right reason, like the whole Harvey Weinstein, like
it had to happen.
Like a lot of these things had to happen. And it was very like believe the victim only mentality constantly. So as soon as this came out, it was like immediate cancellation for Johnny Depp. Immediate cancellation.
No one wanted to hear his side. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, you have a woman going against a man. It's hard at this time, and even now, honestly, mm-hmm. when a man claims he's the one that's the victim of domestic violence, how often is that bought and believed?
It's seldomly in comparison. A lot of people were saying like it's crazy how like if it was the roles were reversed and it was actually her getting abused, like mm-hmm. she was saying like essentially like how he's getting abused,
but being
so
claimed
it would be
as
like a 2-day trial.
It would
be quick, it'd be done because it's like, oh, they would believe the woman, of course, immediately. Yeah. But because he's a man and he's the one that's getting abused, it's become this long drawn out thing where it's like, there's no way you could have been abused.
Right.
You know, but that's more of a societal thing.
It is.
It's more of a societal issue.
It is.
But you guys, so as soon as the Washington Post article came out, where she kind of did this whole like opinion piece, he got dropped immediately. From
Pirates, Disney. Disney, without hearing his side, mm-hmm. without listening to his case.
Justice.
Disney
drops it. And like,
it gets
he is
worse.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
There is no Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp.
There's none.
I hope they're not going to try it.
I'm like honestly really, really gagged at the fact that like it was dropped so immediately. But again, this is such an intense time.
But you have to listen to both sides. Like as a business is that big, don't you have to listen to both sides?
No, I think that it was more of a court of public opinion.
Wow.
I think it was one of those things where it's like it got so big that Amber and everyone believed Amber immediately.
Well, it gets worse because Warner Brothers did the same thing. They followed suit. They dropped him from the Grimm's World franchise.
Fantastic Beasts.
He was main character in that. He also lost his second huge role.
I was like, so this is why.
This is where defamation comes in. Whenever mm-hmm. words that people say and statements put out, you can prove that it hurt you financially, emotionally. Mm-hmm. It's proof. This is why he lost those roles because of this article, and he's calling it defamation because he's saying what she's saying is not true.
Exactly. So this came out in the end of 2018 in December. Johnny files for a defamation case in 2019 in March. So it becomes like a baby. Amber is fully lying. I've lost so much because of her. I've lost all these roles and they're proof. Like you can prove them. Like it was dropped right after the article came out.
I'm shocked he's only suing for $50 million. Mm-hmm. And I say that because Johnny gets between $20 and $30 million. According to articles I looked up and read, this may not be factual, but this man is high paid. He gets between $20 and $30 million per role. Mm-hmm. And he does normally like one movie a year.
Right.
So I'm like $50 million. I feel like he lost so much more than that.
And especially because like it also depends too. Like you're getting paid out, and then plus like if you have a deal with the production company where it's like you get paid for people watching the movie too. Like there could be so much even more money lost.
Yeah.
And so he files for this defamation case. It becomes this whole entire thing. And so then Amber actually has to file like this answer, mm-hmm. where essentially he has to like kind of be like, okay, this is what's going on my side. Answer to the case. And so she actually is like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do a defamation case against you now.
Yep.
I'm like, this
But is... she is going to back sue. If he wins, he gets the $50 million. If he loses, she's going to back sue and turn around and sue him for $100 million now. For $100 million now. And Johnny Depp made a statement that he, no matter where Disney goes from this, where Warner Bros. Goes from this, he's done. He will never work with either of them ever again.
Really? I didn't even say that.
He did. He's not doing those movies anymore.
Good for him,
no matter honestly, like what happens, if they want to take him back, he's like, I'm not available.
And like, I mean, honestly, like it's crazy because I feel like with Fantastic Beasts, he was such a huge role
in that.
And then obviously like, the biggest role in
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like he is Pirates of the Caribbean.
We're gonna take a break.
Okay, great. That was so abrupt and quick too.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. back.
And we're back
with this case that has truly stormed the world.
It has stormed the world.
I feel like it's like literally
I've never seen anything like this.
I bet like during like
when I was young.
Yes, like during like, you know, Kim's father's
OJ.
The OJ case.
Was that filmed?
I feel like that, I don't know if it was filmed, but I feel like that got so big, just definitely. Like this is. But I feel like because it is being filmed, it's gotten bigger.
It's another level because of the filming.
Yes, but especially because like you can see the TikToks, YouTube videos.
Well, you're getting to watch. There's going to be 100 witnesses to this case. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of them, and you're actually getting to watch what that is and what that's like.
Now so
that
there's millions of witnesses.
Yeah.
Like now it's like literally like that is like can be broadcast to anywhere.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of the videos I've seen of the case in like on TikTok have gotten like 10 million views on them. Like it's so many people.
All the videos on YouTube, like even little clips have like 11 million views on them.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So you guys, so that's kind of like the backstory, a little bit of what's going on. That's the case. So that happened in 2019, the defamation case. And now it's finally gone to trial because obviously everything slowed down a little bit with COVID. So now it's actually in trial where it's like, now Johnny's trying to prove like, look, this is fully a defamation case, which actually does make it harder because there's public figures and there's like a clause with defamation. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit harder when you're a public figure.
It is.
But it's essentially, that's like what it is. And she's trying to be like, no, he's lying. And it's like, she's lying, that kind of situation.
If he's able to prove that he didn't abuse her and that she abused him, mm-hmm. she did then lie and defamate his name.
Exactly.
And therefore, we do have a case. Obviously, that's what we're trying to prove here. So right now, we're in court. We're going through. Johnny has taken the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And a ton of his witnesses have taken the stand. Most of them are pretty interesting. One in
you
particular.
Guys, it's killing me.
One in particular part I want to bring up is so interesting. So Amber Turd.
Yes.
Let's talk about Miss Turd.
Let's talk about the turd.
What is going on with the turd? So apparently Amber took a dump in
the bed.
Their bed.
On his side of the bed.
On his side of the bed in their bed. Okay. Johnny comes home. He finds the turd. Now she's like, I didn't poop in the bed. The dog pooped in the bed. Mm-hmm.
The Yorkie.
They have a Yorkie.
The 4-pound
not
Yorkie.
A pit bull. Mm. Not a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-pound Yorkie. So there's a human turd in the bed. There's a human turd in the bed. So we have an issue here because Yorkie turds and human turds are so vastly different.
I grew up with Yorkies.
They're literally like this.
Like this.
They're like this.
They're a Tootsie Roll.
They're Tootsie Rolls.
They are little Tootsie Rolls.
And humans can't poop Tootsie Rolls.
No.
It's just
depending.
Not. You
Laura can get out pellets, I'm sure.
I'm thinking we're talking tootsies. Full turd.
Yes. I'm thinking like
I wasn't
a full
there.
Dump.
I haven't seen a picture of it, but Johnny's like, you know.
There's fecal matter.
There's
fecal matter.
In the bed. So this is where it gets a little crazy.
That's where it's coming from. So that's like the whole reason that everyone's saying Amber turd.
And she's saying she didn't do it. Well, here, Johnny's executive driver took the stand, I think it was Friday at the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a little bit about what he experienced with Amber. He talks about driving her around and she was a little drunk. She kind of confessed that she pooped in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was a practical joke gone wrong. Shitting in someone's bed is in no way a joke, especially with that one.
I mean, if you're going through this like crazy time, in what way would you think that like shitting in the bed is going to be like, haha, like, I love you, just kidding. Here's my diarrhea poopy pants.
like
it doesn't make sense to me,
and
dude.
And I'm going to say this. How do you squat over a bed and just shit in it?
I don't know.
You know what
I
mean?
What's going on?
What is going on?
I want to know too. Like, I want to know what her mind was thinking. Like, did she have toilet paper next to her? Was there a bag that she can put it in? Like, there's
and
so
I've
many
been
nuances
really
I need
mad
to
at
know.
People, but I've never just been like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to shit in their bed. You know what I mean? Like, how does that even come up as an idea?
I truly wish I knew.
That is the one that hung me up. So, and you know, I haven't seen the turd myself. So I'm like, was it a Yorkie poop?
You cannot
confuse a human poop and a Yorkie poop. But then when the driver spoke out that she was like kind of wasted talking about it, like airing it out to him, mm-hmm. venting to him about it, I'm like, oh, she's guilty of pooping in the bed.
This whole case is essentially Johnny trying to prove that Amber is not credible.
The
whole point of this defamation case is to be like, look, she's not credible. Look at all the things that she's done. And therefore, like, what she said about me years prior, like ending my career, is all like false.
Yeah.
And that this is like almost like a justice for Johnny situation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, look, this is why she's not credible in any way, shape, or form. This is why she has defamed me. Look at X, Y, and Z. And like they even had, was it a psychologist that go on this date?
So the psychologist, Shannon Curry, was hired by Depp's legal team to interview Amber Heard. They did a 12 hour interviews with Ms. Heard, and they reviewed her mental record. So that's really extensive. Mm-hmm. Curry testified that Heard does not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder from her relationship with Mr. Depp, but Ms. Heard claims she does. And after 12 hours, she was like, she absolutely does.
She's
not.
Like that. No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
But what did she diagnose her with?
So according to this article, they're saying that she could have two personality disorders that are similar. Curry said, which is the psychologist, mm-hmm. has borderline personality. Borderline personality is a disease of instability. It's the driven by underlying fear of abandonment.
Gotcha. Do you know what's weird? When she was getting interviewed by Amber's side.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel like her side was trying to make it seem like she was like not credible.
Yeah.
And so she was like, you're not board certified, right? And she's like, no, I'm not board certified, but I am licensed. She's like, but you're not board certified. And it's like, okay. And she was like, you've been only practicing for 8 years, right? And she's like, no, I've been practicing for 10 to 15.
Wow.
10 and then but 15
eight
total.
8 years is a long time. I'm like, that's a long time too, though. You're not proving anything here.
It was just weird. Like, she was having to like almost like constantly defend herself against her lawyer.
Yeah.
With like actual facts to me, like, no, that's not correct. And I had saw like this video of her, like, literally every single time she was like, no, that's wrong. No, that's not correct. And she had to constantly correct her. And I'm glad because she fucking wrecked Amber's lawyer.
That was one of the biggest fucking, witnesses.
What was the thing? I saw this lady. They were like, she got her lawyer from She.
From Wish. From Wish. The lawyers ever.
From Wish. The lawyers from Wish.
She said the historic personality disorder, mm-hmm. Dr. Curry did, said is associated with drama and shallowness and a need to be the center of attention.
I see that. Uh-huh. And like, I think she was also saying that she has like a little bit of narcissism as well.
Oh God.
Yeah. So it's basically overall like diagnosed by a psychologist that Amber is a mess.
Uh-huh. But does not allegedly. Have PTSD from allegedly. This relationship
mm-hmm.
that it's not what's going on here.
I mean, if you're
that was one of the
hours,
strongest witnesses, I would say.
Absolutely. I feel like that's if not like one of the like the strongest. I mean, technically Johnny's like the strongest witness.
Yeah, definitely.
But like for a credibility standpoint, wow. It would be the psychologist.
And this woman didn't go there to play around. I mean, she was like, no was giggles, boom, 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 all boom. Business. And whenever Amber's lawyers came at her, she set them straight every step of the way. It's fascinating to watch like a woman be so powerful. And I loved it. Everybody's like, what's her skincare routine?
No, literally, she's also like
she's
stunning.
She's so pretty.
I was like,
she's
dang.
So pretty. It's like shocking how pretty she is watching her. I'm like, wow, this woman is so beautiful.
It was weird, like with the lawyer too, being like, so you went to Johnny's house?
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
they do that to like, implant things in the jury's head because this case is going to be determined by a jury, not a judge.
Right, right,
they know they're just civilians and that you mm-hmm. can say things like that and like
make you think like, oh, he's a cheater.
You know, yeah.
Like they're planting little seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
Trying to plant little seeds.
Okay,
of
did
doubt.
You watch the witness that was, I believe he was a concierge, and he's driving the white van, what looks like a white van.
Where Johnny's like literally losing his mind laughing at everything he's fucking saying.
He was vaping and driving without a seatbelt while mm-hmm. testifying legally.
Yep. I was like, are you well?
He was the best though. And I don't know how much he held the case.
I don't know either, but it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Johnny seems like.
Like, who called him on the stand? They did. He's a part of his team, you know, and yeah, he talked
what
about.
What was his thing like? I remember it was about, like, having to search the room because I believe Amber thought, like, someone was breaking in from scratches
yes.
on the door.
It
or
the
that, it was, that it was it Johnny was, trying to break in,
uh-huh.
I think. And it was, like, they're, like, four. The scratches are 4 inches above the ground.
Yeah, it's, like, little bitty scratches
so clearly
on the
it's
door.
A dog trying to get in and not, like, a human being.
There was also... Don't quote me on this. I believe it was the executive driver again and mm-hmm. said that Ms. Heard and Johnny got in a fight in the car and that she threw out his phone, his wallet, everything out the car window. That is psychotic behavior.
That is. You can't,
I'm
like,
sorry.
You can't tell me it's not. Like, it's that's just, that's
that is
wild.
Wild. And
like, that's it's so inappropriate. It's, like, that's his property too. Like, I don't know. I also don't understand.
Cell phone? Like, what are you doing?
Are you, like, on crack? Like, I don't understand.
Like, it's an argument. It's a fight. Obviously, you guys have a lot of them. This is how you behave. Also, I mean, there's...
I don't get, like, getting to the point, though, of, like, being so mad at your partner.
Yeah.
That you would literally, like, destroy their property.
Right.
Or, like, try to, like,
right.
ruin their life in some capacity.
It seemed like that happened a lot in that relationship.
Well, yeah. It's also just, like, weird, like, the conversations that they're having, because they obviously have, like, all these voice recordings as well.
Yeah.
And one that really haunted me was the whole, like, when she was on the phone, like, kind of crying, And he's like, what we can do is we can go to the press and we can be like, you know, it's been misconstrued. We love each other. And he was like saying like essentially a plan
to fix it for her. Yeah.
And then she was like, well, what do you think? Like, what do you think that's going to happen if you go to the press and say that you're the victim?
Yeah. Like,
you're the victim, Johnny. Like, you're the victim, Johnny. And like, I feel like it's like, it become like a soundbite at this point.
Yeah.
And it's like so wild to hear that. Because it is almost like
it's a setup. It's a setup.
And it's literally like, it's true. I feel like a lot of times like people don't believe that men can be victims of assault or sexual assault or anything like that.
It's true.
And it becomes like this whole other conversation about it where it's
that's
like society.
That's a societal problem.
That's a societal problem. Mm-hmm. And then literally in the court, he goes like, yes, that's correct. I was a victim.
Yeah.
And it was just like, no further questions. I was like, oh. Like I just felt it like so like. Yes, like it was such a powerful moment, I felt.
It was.
Because he was like, yeah, I was a victim.
Yeah.
I was and am a victim of you.
Allegedly, she threw a vodka bottle and his hand was on the countertop and it hit, smashed. And her intention was for it to smash and hit him. And it hit his, ended up hitting him and chopping off the tip of his finger. Uh-huh. And then it shows him with his finger wrapped up in bandage. And he's in a children's hospital dressed up as Pirates of the Caribbean. What's his name in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Look, I don't remember.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
There we go. I just had a literal brain fart. I'm so stupid.
Captain Jack Sparrow. He's dressed up and he's playing with the children in the hospital. And they ask, what happened to your finger? And he's so sweet. He's like, I got hungry and I bit it off because I'm a pirate. I'm like, no.
It was a crack.
Your wife did this to you. Allegedly.
Your wife is a unwell person.
Yeah.
And like.
That's domestic violence.
That is absolutely domestic violence.
If that happened, that's domestic violence.
Absolutely. And I think that. Like we were saying earlier, I think this becomes like this. I'm glad that it's being shown like in a public way because this is a case like, you know, he's essentially saying like, not only did I not abuse Amber physically, she actually abuses me.
That's the crazy part.
That's the really crazy part. It's like the narcissism-ness of that being like, oh, let me turn the victim into the enemy.
Yeah.
And it's insane.
Well, they did already film the next Aquaman.
Yep.
She's in it.
Yep.
Over 2 million people at this point have signed a petition to have her edited out of the next Aquaman. If that movie releases, I'm so scared.
The gag is, too, though, that they actually have it cut it down to have, allegedly, 10 minutes of her screen time only.
Really?
They cut out so much of her scenes, that's become only 10 minutes of the movie.
I did not know that.
10 minutes, and that, not only that, and they're actually, like, deciding if they want to either, and, like, just keep it at the 10 minutes of her only being in 10 minutes, or replace her and like reshoot those scenes with a different person.
Wow.
I just feel like depending on obviously how much slack they get and depending on like the amount of money it would take, because that kind of CGI is insanely expensive. I can only imagine. Yeah. But they cut down her scenes to be so little at only 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, I feel like that's like a good way of like kind of playing it. Like what else could they really do other than lose out on like that much money?
I feel like they're going to lose out of money if they don't cut her.
Yeah, I completely
get
that.
So it's kind of like a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose, really. So I feel like them cutting her to only being 10 minutes is like, I feel like it's for the more so the storyline. Just be like, okay, you only, like, the most minimal portions that you would need just to make sense.
For the storyline to make sense.
For the storyline to literally make sense. Wow. And everything else that could have been her, like, in it.
Do you think she'll ever act again?
I don't.
I don't see that world happening where she'll ever act again.
I really, really don't. I think that after everything's gone down and, you know, as we've seen, like, everything going on, I feel like the public is so in favor of Johnny.
Yeah.
At this point, because obviously Johnny has testified and his side has been testified. So it's like, I feel like at that point, it's like, I can't imagine, unless literally she has video proof of him beating her.
Yeah.
Dead
Which
ass.
That probably would have already come up.
That would have already came up, for sure.
Well, actually, she takes the stand this week. Yeah,
technically, no, it wouldn't have came up.
By the time this episode airs, she will have taken the stand and we'll definitely do a follow-up and talk more about that.
Yeah, a follow-up to see like what happens.
I'm nervous.
I'm so nervous. Like, I actually, which is so strange because like, I don't even get invested in like in people's like shit like that. Like,
yeah.
But this case, because I feel like it's like not even just about Amber and Johnny, I feel like it's just so much more like about like domestic violence in general. And like, you know, is there's like this like, you know, hearsay and allegedly that she was using the 2018 Me Too movement to strike while the iron's hot.
Right.
And like really try to destroy and bring down Johnny because of the movement at the time.
She was able to use it like a tool whenever this movement was just, it was controversial, obviously, of like people were telling the truth or they just want attention, which is horrible, but there it was. And then you have people like Amber Heard that's allegedly using it to,
as a catalyst
to win her case.
Her ex
and be liked again.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's literally crazy. Let's talk about the Milani thing.
Oh my gosh.
That was the investigation continues times 10.
I'm shocked at Milani because it just don't seem like the brand that would take it there. I don't know.
It really doesn't.
Whoever they got on their team with this idea.
Y'all did that.
Give them a raise.
Give them a raise.
Give them a raise.
I was like, I will.
A bonus.
Let's all go buy some Milani.
Because I know Milani has been talked about more in this past week than they have in a lifetime. I'm sorry, but time. Milani, y'all are great, but y'all did that.
So for backstory, what the Milani situation is
Amica powder. Amica cream. Amica cream. Her lawyer says Amica cream. So much.
I literally can't. So basically she was saying, so Amber said that during like this time of like they were together, whatever, she had this Milani corrector palette in her purse to always hide the bruises and the cuts and things like that.
Those.
To conceal herself because of Johnny being so physically abusive to her. And so Milani literally went into their archives.
She showed the amount of years that she had to carry this product to conceal the bruises.
And show the product in the court. Like, this is what it is.
Okay.
And
holds
so,
it up. It's the Milani compact.
Mm-hmm.
Holds it up to everyone.
So Milani decides to make a TikTok or
a video. Or to reveal an investigation. So they looked up the product. They looked up when that product was released. That product wasn't even out until 2017.
Which was after the time that she was said that she had to carry this compact around.
She did not carry that compact.
She didn't carry it around during that time. So, like, obviously, how would she be using the Milani, this camouflage compact?
What year did they get divorced?
2016.
So, they got divorced in 2016. The product didn't even come out until 2017. But that's the compact that she carried around. They got caught up in a lie.
The math ain't mathin'. So, that's another one of those things where it's like, it's so crazy when a defense is that weak?
Then a makeup company is tearing down their evidence. A makeup company was able to tear down that didn't come out to this evidence. That's, I'd be like, how much is she paying these lawyers?
Well, I'm like, literally, this is like lawyers from Wish. Like, I really do feel like it's a complete and utter disaster. Because
it's a disaster.
They really, like, I feel like their defense, and it's honestly falling apart. Like, their defense really is. I feel like when I'm watching the case and everything going around, I feel like, you can literally see it unfolding, her case just dwindling and dwindling and being broken apart so much, and Johnny's case just like rising up and making so much more sense to an audience and to the jury and to like literally everyone watching.
Right.
Because when I'm watching it, I'm like, ooh, she has like the worst fucking lawyers.
Ever.
Because like if you can like, if that's your defense, being like, I'm carrying this Milani product around to cover the bruises and the product doesn't even release till a year later.
Yeah. Yeah. It's foolery.
It's tomfoolery.
So I think in this case, I don't know what's going to happen because we have so much more to uncover because we kind of only have one side of the witnesses.
Whereas
we're going to get the other side of it. I'm a little nervous for that because God only knows what they have planned to come out and like what they plan to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And like, because you know, like she's going to have her own set of people that are going to say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the part where the internet is going to go.
They're
going to
lose their
crazy.
Shit. They're going to lose their freaking shit.
I think this is that
shit.
Part.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Like,
I want to know
what, like, does she start going on trial this week, right?
Yes.
When does she start, eventually?
We don't know. Because I looked it up, and there's not a specific date, but, like, everyone online is saying Amber Heard is supposed to take. But it's always, like, supposed to take the trial. Because I guess in court cases.
It could just really depend.
I guess so. I don't know how all that works.
I'm sure.
I genuinely don't know. Did we take a break?
Mm-mm.
Let's take a break.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We're back, guys, and we're going to close out our closing arguments on this case.
You guys, we're lawyers.
Do you want us to represent you or what? people are like, please,
you guys are fools. Like, there's no way in hell we want you to represent us.
We don't belong in there.
But you guys, so the thing is, like, Johnny could still absolutely lose this case, mm-hmm. for sure, and that's what would be really devastating. And
Johnny,
I don't like to think about it.
Because Johnny, in 2018, mm-hmm. the Sun came out with an article against yep. him.
Essentially called him a wife beater. So they called him a wife beater. And from obviously Amber's whole situation, her side of the story, they called him a wife beater. And he actually tried to sue them for, I believe it was defamation as well. He ended up having it, like, went out there, did the full case.
It was in the UK?
In the UK.
It was in the UK.
Went out there into the UK. And so it involved Amber, it involved him, it involved the publicator? Uh-huh. Publisher?
The Sun, yep.
This involved the Sun. And so he actually ended up losing that case. Mind you, it's a completely different situation because it's like a publication, uh-huh. whereas like Amber's a person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's different because there's a jury in this case,
that
whereas
one was
it was a judge.
So a judge made that decision. This time, it's the people that get to make the decision. So there is a chance Johnny could definitely lose this case, which then Amber Heard is going to go against him for a $100 million case, which will be wild.
I can't even imagine. So wait, when that happens, like, for example, if she sues him, he's like, okay, I want $100 million. Will he literally just give her $100 million?
I'm sure.
Or is there some weird, like, how does it work?
Wins.
You know, when you bail out people, it's like you pay 20%, 10%?
Well, it's like probably up to $100 million.
Okay.
So the jury may decide she gets less than that. Let's say in a world Johnny loses and then Amber Heard is suing for $100 million. Mm. I guess the jury could, if they wanted her to win, decide like the amount that she deserves. And then that would definitely be an installment situation, payment installment situation.
Got it.
There wouldn't be a cash cold hard check.
Okay, I always kind of wonder, because you know, like, I always thought when they're like, oh, bail set for $100,000, I'm like, fuck it,
$100,000.
You do not have to pay $100,000.
You don't, you pay 10%.
Uh-huh, you only have to pay 10%. And so I was
like, oh. That's why they set bails so high, too, mm-hmm. because they know that when people they really don't want to get out, you know, they'll set a super high bail. And hope
$2 million bail.
Yeah.
Because they're like, please do not pay $200,000.
Yeah.
So when where does that other stuff go? Like, where does the other money go?
I think they eventually had to pay it.
So is that what bail bonds is? Like, where it's like uh-huh. you're paying back the
uh-huh, bail bonds.
So if you get bailed out, and let's say it's a $1 million bail, and you pay the $100,000 to get someone out, you still have to pay $900,000 eventually.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is.
Stop.
Yeah.
If you guys know that,
Leave comment a comment below. Down below. That's very shocking.
That's like that was such a random like side note trail, but it just reminds me of that because I feel like that's like kind of confusing. I feel a lot of people don't know about that bail bond situation.
They only said bail is like that crazy high for big cases where people might run.
Right, run from out of the country.
Yeah, or leave the country. Okay, so why would you run like or leave the country hunter. Unless you're guilty? So it's like,
is that what he does? Like dog yeah, the bounty hunter is literally like. Yeah, chases people that
down that's wanted or that have you know run from their bill or not paid their bill or whatever.
I'm very fascinated by that, to be honest. Like that I want to know
another deep dive.
That could someone be a deep dive because I need to know that.
I
answer.
Know one of y'all know out there.
We know you do.
We know you do.
We have 100,000 subs. I know one of you bitches
have been arrested. What's going on. I'm just kidding.
One of you guys has been arrested.
And y'all actually share the tea.
We know one of you has.
I have no judgment.
None at all.
But anyways, that's this week's episode. We will come back with more. Mm-hmm. We know we don't have all the answers because the case is pretty much only halfway through. We're right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm nervous for this week. We'll see what transpires.
Let us know if you guys liked it. If you guys wanted to do a follow-up on Amber's side of the situation, we can kind of deep dive in what she said, her team said.
What her witnesses are saying. We'll deep dive into that. But other than that, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for being here. We love you guys. Thank you for all the support. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to rate. You guys, if you're listening, don't forget to rate.
Give us a little rating.
Give us a little five-starer if you're on Spotify or you're on Apple.
That's right. We will appreciate it so much.
We love you guys.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.